As Thailand works to try and regulate the nation's surrogacy system, there are shocking new allegations against an Australian-based man who fathered twins via a Thai surrogate. The ABC has uncovered the case of an alleged offender facing charges of sexually abusing the twins in Australia. They are his biological children, but the eggs of a Thai surrogate were used. There are now efforts underway to possibly reintroduce the children to their Thai mother. Southeast Asia correspondent Samantha Hawley joins me now to discuss the case. So how did this arrangement come about?
Well, Mark, according to the court documents seen by the ABC, there was a significant age difference between the accused and his now ex-wife. And so they went to Thailand to engage the services of a surrogate. Now, I've spoken to the surrogate mother, a 31-year-old woman named Sirawon Nitchachad. She lives about 400 kilometres north of Bangkok, where I am. And she tells me that she met the Australian-based couple when they travelled to Thailand. They were desperate to have children or a child, and they pleaded for her to help them, and she agreed, and she was paid about $5,500. Now, she used her own eggs and the twins were born, and last year she was told of the allegations against the biological father.
What are those allegations?
Obviously they were very upsetting for her. The allegations are, or the court documents show, that he's been charged with allegedly sexually abusing both of the children aged under 10 years old. He's also been charged with allegedly possessing child abuse material, and he's awaiting trial later this year.
And what's the status of the children now?
Well, the twins are now in the care of the ex-wife of the accused, but as I mentioned, she was too old to conceive on her own. So Childline Thailand, which is an organisation here in Bangkok that cares for children, street children mainly, has been deeply involved in this case. And they're considering ways of sort of reintegrating the children into Thai culture with an aim, I guess, for them to have a renewed contact with this Thai surrogate mother, of course, their biological mother, into the future.
And $5,500 just doesn't sound like very much money anyway, but also she says, doesn't she, that she was promised more because of the use of her eggs?
There was a discussion that she could be paid more because of the use of her own eggs, but the money never eventuated. There was no particular deal done, I think, on that. And in the end, she was paid $5,500. And she sort of talks to me a bit about how, of course, that was not life-changing money. It didn't sort of bring her up out of poverty or anything like that. But she really felt a sense of doing good, I think, of helping a couple to have children that they said they couldn't have on their own.
And for child welfare groups, what more broad concerns does this raise?
Well, I mean, as you know, Mark, given the case of baby Gammy, you know, the Down syndrome boy that was left behind by an Australian couple, the ruling military has been working really overtime, I guess, to introduce laws to ban commercial surrogacy here, but that has not happened yet. So more broadly, Childline Thailand and other welfare groups are concerned that paedophiles could be using, or I guess abusing, the system, which is still very unregulated here in Thailand. So I think at this point that's their major concern.
Samantha Hawley in Bangkok, thank you very much.